Good to be here to talk about ethical issues. The theme that we're going to talk about today, as opposed to last year and other years, is surrounding the idea of those of you that either represent organizations or opposing them. This way of thinking about it, whether you represent plaintiffs, unions, or employers, the issues tend to be fairly common for the theme that we're going to talk about. In addition to the PowerPoint, there is a paper. We're now, I actually put this paper on a diet. It was over 200 pages. We're now down to a slim 108 pages. Can't say the same for myself, but this paper has gotten down. And it is updated up to about a month and a half ago. And so you'll have cases all the way through 2016 on the issues that we're going to be talking about. The paper does cover other issues than what is contained in the PowerPoint. You can check the table of contents for those topics. The first issue we want to talk about is ex parte communications, because if I represent a plaintiff or a person that is opposing an organization, I have to know who I can and can't talk to ethically. And if I represent that organization, I have to figure out who I can essentially rope off and prevent my opponent from contacting. The first item we talk about is if I've got a class or a collective action. Obviously, it's to the advantage of the person representing that potential class or putative class or collective action to be able to talk to as many folks as they can talk to, typically people that are that may still be employed by the entity. On the other hand, employers may have something to say about that. This is also an issue concerning employers that want to do internal investigations with respect to a collective action or a class action, where the witnesses and their managers may also be members of the putative class.